Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Back to wrap up hour number one with you. It's been a great hour, I will tell you that. Larry Bluestein along with Trevor Harris. We take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. State championship week right here in South Florida. One of the teams that will be headed in on 12:30 on Friday will be West Broward. How about that? The Bobcats went up and took care of business up in Gainesville, move into their first ever state championship game. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of players that you could look at on this football team as leaders and team, you know, responsible for getting this team where they're at. But one of the players that probably never gets the recognition that he deserves, he's the coach's son. He's a linebacker. He's a senior. Not only gets it done on the football field where he's one of the leading tackles, but also one of the top students on the team as well. We welcome in Uriah McCartney. Uriah, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on getting, I mean, I know it's been a lot of work, and I've been there a lot of the way since dad took over the program. And I got to say, congratulations. I know that there's been a lot of work behind the scenes. I know that.
Yeah. Thank you, Larry. It's definitely been a ride, and it's been an amazing journey seeing my dad turn this program around from 1-9 to where we are today. But it's all the glory to God.
No doubt. And you take a look at this last week, and I think that probably points out your team more than any. You went on the road against a program that a lot of people said, hey, there's just no way. This team came up with big wins this year. This team played a great schedule. They're at home. But you guys went out there and took care of business. Talk about what it's been for. You know, I mean, I know I was at your opening game of the season. Obviously, we know that Corner Canyon's one of the best teams in the country, and they've showed it all year. But you guys were still in that game, made a few mistakes. Along the way, you guys played some really, really good football. Was it the good schedule at the beginning against Camden County and also against them that maybe propelled you to a season that you had? Because you did have a competitive schedule.
No, definitely. I think playing Corner Canyon and Camden County those first two games kind of like got us prepared for the playoffs, and kind of Camden County, I would definitely say, taught us how to travel, and that I think that was a vital role into our win. Was we kind of like knew how to travel. We've been there before, and I think playing, you know, great competition in Corner Canyon, we're not going to see a team that talented or that well coached, you know, for the rest of the year. And we know we could have won that game. I think definitely we could have won those first two games, and it definitely motivated us and propelled us, like you said, in the right direction. Yes, sir.
Yeah, no doubt. What's it been like for you? I mean, you've been around this game since you could walk. I'm sure you held the football very early in your life, and you've been around it. You've seen it, you know, as a son of a coach. You know, I know your dad. Your dad's sometimes he gets, you know, a little crazy, but, you know, for the most part, I mean, he's a great guy. He treats everybody fairly. Talk about what you've learned from him, just not as a father, but somebody who's been a football coach.
No, it's definitely been a blessing having him being my head coach, and it's been an amazing journey. And I've just he's always taught me to have a grit mindset, you know, like we've always been the underdog or the team that everyone looks passed upon or just in general. And he just kind of gave me a mindset to just outwork everyone, no matter if you're slower, smaller, no matter what the case is, just outwork everybody. And that's a mindset that I'm very grateful that he instilled into me and just the program in general. And I think that's definitely kind of just shows what type of program we are. It's just a very gritty and hardworking team.
Yeah, no doubt. And the addition last year of Coach Mario Perez, who does a great job at, you know, orchestrating an offense, and you've added a lot of players. Your offensive line is really, really good. How much have you learned going up against that offense? Because very few offensive coordinators are going to be as innovative as he is, and he's going to throw a lot at your defenses, and you get to go against that every day in practice. How much has that helped you get ready for the season?
Oh, it's helped me tremendously. Like his knowledge of the game is out of this world, and it's we don't see that smart offense in any game like we do in practice. It kind of gets us prepared for the better teams, the well-coached teams, and Mario was a great addition, and that definitely helped us get to where we were.
Yeah, no doubt. Uriah McCartney joins us, linebacker, senior, one of the leaders on the team, on and off the field. Talk about what you do in the classroom, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand, but we have a lot of younger players thinking that, you know, football's it. I mean, no matter what, where I'm going to play football, but all of a sudden an injury or maybe talent, you don't make it as far as you think you can make it. You need something to fall back on. You've done that. It's been instilled with your parents, making sure you get it done in the classroom. Talk about the importance, Uriah, of getting it done in the classroom.
My dad always told me growing up that it's always student-athlete. Student becomes, you know, before football, it's always the classroom and the books before anything. And it's honestly, I always just had the mindset of school before everything. You know, if I'm not doing well in school, then I can't just do well in other areas of my life. And, you know, it's just having a dad as a coach who knows the ins and outs with college and the grades and what courses to take or this or that has definitely helped me and been a blessing along the way. But for all the younger guys, it's definitely student before athlete. You have to be great in school before you could excel on the field.
Yeah, 100%. And not only will you get an opportunity to play, you know, a really good West Boca team that was in the same situation you were last year going to the game for the first time, but there'll be a lot of eyes on you. This will be an opportunity like the Camden County game, like the Corner Canyon game, you know, and like last week where a lot of people are looking at you. And when you step up and make plays, they're going to see you and obviously maybe enhance, you know, getting you to a college. Has any schools contacted you, or have you looked at any programs maybe starting for next year?
I was just talking to Maryhurst today, and they are very interested in other colleges as well, some Ivy League schools, FIU and schools like that. So it's definitely a blessing to play at on a big stage, you know, so college coaches can see my ability and what I could do.
No doubt. Student athlete, leader, all around really good guy. And I appreciate you, Uriah. I can't wait to see you guys this Friday afternoon. Well deserved. And keep up the great work, especially in the classroom. And thanks so much for taking time.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Good stuff. Uriah McCartney wraps up hour number one. He'll be playing in his first state championship game on Friday afternoon at 12:30 at FIU. Everybody's going to be there. We'll be there. And certainly we will have an opportunity to check them out. Please do not go away. We have a big second hour coming up. Alex Dono will start things off in just a few minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.